Hare Krishna. Out of sight is out of the mind if the mind is not out of it. Out of sight is out of the mind is a common saying. That means if we don't want to think about something, if we don't want to dwell on something, we just get it out of our sensory perception. And that way we can keep ourselves from dwelling on it. So, and it is a sound principle. So for example, if a person is say tempted to take alcohol and that person is going to keep a bottle of alcohol close at hand, then naturally as soon as the temptation comes, that person will find the willpower weakening and the hand will reach out to the alcohol whenever while walking around here and there. The eyes go towards that bottle and the person will drink. So out of sight can be out of, is if it's not there in the sight, then the likelihood of one contemplating on it and then getting attracted to it and succumbing to it, they decrease. So out of sight can be out of is out of the mind, provided our mind is not out with it. That means if the mind is attached to it, then even if there is no sensory perception, there is still mental imagination. And then that causes us to not only think about it, but then to not go towards that object. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna does talk about the out of sight principle when he says in 2.58 in the Bhagavad Gita, Yada samharate cha yam kurmonga niva sarvashaha indriyan indriyarthe vyastasya pragya pratishthita. So he says, Yada samharate cha yam. Those who contempt that, just as a tortoise withdraws its limbs within itself, similarly we can withdraw the senses from the sense objects and thus stay fixed. People who do this, Krishna says, they are of strong intelligence. Now, the problem with this can be that, yes, Krishna is talking withdraw the senses. What we are talking about out of sight means put away the sense objects. This principle is the same. Don't let there be perception of the sense objects by the senses. But then, after telling this principle 2.58, Krishna warns in 2.59 and 2.60 that this is not a steady principle, that this is not likely to work steadily. And he says how even intelligent people can get carried away. In 2.59 he says that Vishaya vinivartante nirāharasya dehinaha rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtvāne vartate. He says that Vishaya vinivartante, that when one gives up the sense object, nirāharasya dehinaha, one feels as if I am not getting any food. Rasavarjam rasopyasya, and therefore that person feels that I have given up the taste, but still the desire remains. But when param drishtva nivartate, when one gets a higher taste, then one becomes satisfied. So, yes, certainly it's a good principle to keep tempting objects out of sight. But what is important is that we also need to, out of sight doesn't automatically ensure that they will be out of the mind. For them to be out of the mind, we also need something additional. And what is that additional thing we need? That is a connection with, that is absorption of the mind in something higher. And Krishna says, higher taste, param drishtva nivartate. When one gets the higher taste, then one is able to go beyond the temptations of the sense objects. And thus Krishna states in the next verse, two verses later, what is it? Yukta asita matparaha. Fix the consciousness on me. So thus when we learn to fix the consciousness on Krishna, then we will be able to go beyond the sense objects and we will, whether they are in our sense perception or not, if they will not be in our mental contemplation, and thus we will be able to stay protected from them. Thank you. Hare Krishna.